Well, hey, friends, and welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. This is Wendy Batten, and today is episode 205 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I can't believe we are in 200. I keep saying that, but here we are. Today, I'm going to be sharing some interesting, I think, hopefully you'll find it really helpful, ways to build community, improve your branding, get more visibility. If you just listened to us in February, we had an entire three-part series on visibility. This is actually one of those companion podcasts. I guess we'll call it a companion podcast because I think it's also going to help you with your visibility. And I just want you to be open to what I have to share today. We're going to be talking about hosting events and workshops, specifically classes, and again, workshops in or around or through your brand. So don't tune out if you just decided that that's not for you and you're not going to be doing that. I have some ideas that might work for you. I think you will find it very profitable and also very helpful for your brand. So let's get to it. Get your earbuds in, get your pen out if you can. If you're out walking, hopefully you can replay some of these things because I'm going to give you some action steps and some ideas today that I'm hoping that you can take into your shop, into your community, into your customers or for your customers. And let's see a little bit of a different and a sideways thought on revenue streams. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, many of you know that I ran Front Porch Mercantile. That was our retail business, which had a lot of workshops. Workshops were a huge part of my revenue stream. So sure, it was a creative business and that makes a lot of sense. So those of you listening that have a creative business, workshops seem like a kind of a no-brainer or an obvious choice. Now, of course, over the last couple of years, I don't know, whatever, where are we in year 27 post-pandemic? I know I joke about that all the time here, but this year we are seeing a huge intake of people wanting to gather and learn. Learning is hot right now. Learning is in all of the retail sectors. We're seeing restaurants, we're seeing spa gatherings, we're seeing retail gatherings, like different retail types of businesses are trying to figure out how to gather their people and how to help and teach and do workshops. I am getting calls and interest more than ever before about teaching workshops. So thus today we're going to talk about workshops and classes and fun events. And I want that to be, and that can be anything for you and your shop. So I want to remind you again that the reason that we want to do this, first of all, we want to make it profitable, we want to build community, and there's different reasons we're going to want to think about it. It doesn't have to be in your space. This is something that I really want to kind of talk about and front load those hesitations you might have right now. So be open to listening a little bit of rethinking, maybe, and reframing what we think of as classes. So one of the things I wanted to share with you is, again, the different types of retailers I know listening, and you're wondering, well, what is it that we could do? And I'm going to share some ideas. I'm also going to share my top tips on hosting workshops, my top tips on teaching classes with your brand, in your shop or offsite. So obviously, let's start with what could we teach? We can, in different types of businesses that may be listening, different types of retailers that might be listening. So creative workshops, I feel like most of my creative listeners or my creatives out there, and shout out to all of you, especially, you know, Paintpreneurs is where I started. Paintpreneur was the original name of our retailer's inner circle. It was the Paintpreneur's inner circle because I was a paint retailer. I sold paint, did workshops, tons and thousands and thousands of people that we put through. I think at last count, I think we had figured out that we had put almost 3,000 people across the tables, bums in seats. Bums in seats is something I say a lot. So there's, an obvious benefit to having creative workshops, and those kind of seem obvious. And we're going to talk about the benefits of doing that as well for all of these things. But if you are a home decor, or you are a clothing or a bookshop, or, you do different things in your shop, I have all kinds of retailers listening. We're all independent. We have a lot of different things going on in our shop. So what could we teach? What could we expand upon is how I want you to think about it. What are things that people ask about? So in a clothing store, for example, a clothing boutique, you could bring in a stylist. It's doesn't have to be rocket science. We could bring in a stylist for an evening of learning how to dress for the summer, learning how, whatever. I'm the last person to give style advice, but it could also be interior design. If you're home decor, maybe we bring in some people and we teach them how to tablescape, or how to, do your mantle. We talk about that. You've probably heard that on the podcast before. There's different things we can teach. If you're and I have clients who have bookstores and they also sell journals. Maybe we do bullet journaling classes. We could do watercolor classes. We could bring in experts. We don't have to be the one teaching. We have to think of our people and what do they want to learn, and what are the products that we sell that would make sense. What are the products that we sell in our shop? I have a home kitchen, home decor and kitchen supply retailer. And, she brings in all kinds of people to teach different parts, different things, cooking classes, and also thinking outside the box. It could be, again, tablescaping. It could be all kinds, there's just so many things. We could bring in an author to talk about a specific part of their book. What is it, something, a corner in your shop, a category in your shop that people could gather around, get on board about doing together? So thinking about that. So you don't have to do it in your space. We could do it in another space. We could rent a hall. I've seen all kinds of people do that, and bringing your people together if it's a big event. If you are a garden type store where you have gardening supplies, you could actually take them on a road trip and go to a gardening center where you're going to do something there together, and maybe you've got a table there and you're going to, and there's just ways to do that. There's all kinds of ways. I do want to remind you that we have two episodes, and we're going to link those here in the podcast notes. I won't go over all of the details in that, but they are all about event planning, the purpose and the reason. The first part of running an event or a workshop or hosting anything, we want to know the purpose and the reason. Are we doing it just to bring our people together to make them feel good? Are we doing it to be profitable? Are we doing it to make sales during the event? There's all kinds of reasons that we would bring people together. And for today's purpose, I just wanted to let you know that I'm not going to go over all of those. I want to specifically talk about workshops and classes, but we will link both of those episodes. So I want to invite you to listen to episode 143 on the purpose and reason of having an event or a workshop, and also how to market that. We'll talk about marketing in a second for your workshops, but I also want you to listen to that. That's episode number 145 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. So it's just wendybatten.com/145, and you'll be able to listen to those two podcasts. But I do want to go back to why we would want to host a workshop, or what the benefits are of hosting a class or a workshop. So one of the things is really building up that customer loyalty, as I mentioned. It also brings a sense of community together, which is, it's kind of obvious that that's going to bring people together. I can still feel you thinking that's just a lot of work as well too. But one thing that might make you stand out and in the visibility side is that you would be unique in doing that in your community. It's not everybody that's willing or able or doing classes, workshops, becoming the go-to place in the community. It really does give you that little nudge over your competition or over other you know, other places that people have a choice in to spend money, if you will. And it does get people talking. It's a great revenue stream if it's done right, if you price it properly, and if you are planning on making it a revenue stream, it can be very lucrative. Again, price for profit, if you are doing it for a profit, if you are doing it for a community gathering and just a feel-good thing, that's a different reason. And again, go listen to that podcast on when you would want to do a gathering as a nurture strategy for your customers versus when you want to make it a revenue stream. One thing that a lot of retailers do that have classes and workshops, again, could just be for information or it could be a profitable ticket for you. You're charging for seats, bums and seats, as we say. And the bonus to that is that there are great after event sales. You can open the shop for private shopping after the event and have a wonderful bonus. Customers love that. They love having that little private moment of shopping, and it does foster long-term loyalty customers for sure. The stats are incredible around that. It also fosters confidence and excitement for your product lines. So if you have a product line, again, whether it's a creative piece or you're bringing in a new line of scarves and people just don't know how to wear scarves these days or whatever that is, you know, having a workshop or a class teach them how to do it, bullet journaling, you know, new journals or pens, or, you know, let's get people excited about using our products that they want to learn, and we're going to teach them, and we're going to teach them how to do it properly. The same with home decor. Let's show them how to set that table, or let's show them how to style that mantle, or let's show them how to put pieces together and build a gallery wall. Whatever that might be for your shop, giving customers confidence or next level confidence. It doesn't mean necessarily on how to use it. It could be like how to be a pro at gallery walls, you know, or whatever it is that you might be teaching. So just think about the things in your shop and how they could gain confidence, or what would customers love to know more about this particular category or product line in our shop. It also does position your shop as the sort of place to go. And again, that kind of goes back to that, you know, unique in your community, but it does position when people are thinking of something to do, or the girls' night out or whatever. If we can get them to think, oh, I wonder what's going on at Susie's shop, or I wonder what's going on at, you know, wherever, I wonder what's going on at the Vintage Nest this month, or I wonder what's going on at, you know, Mrs. Blackwell's bookshop this month. They're going to look. If you can get people into the habit of checking your website and checking your, you know, coming into the shop or calling or whatever, and I'm going to encourage you, if you have workshops and classes, of course, we want to have everything online and available to buy. Make it easy for them and frictionless for them to purchase, which is one of the tips that we talk about in the marketing part in episode 145 of running any event. So we want to become a resource for the community. We really want to be a resource for the community. The benefit of this as well, let me just tell you a few things, or share a few things that I have seen about becoming that resource and becoming sort of like the go-to for different things in your community. I have seen event planners looking for people or places. This has gone bonkers. I'm using that word for my friend Stephanie at Paper Hearts in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Shout out to Stephanie, who said the other day that her foot traffic had gone bonkers. So I have now bonkers in my head. So sorry about that, but shout out to you, Stephanie. So yeah, go bonkers with event planners. Event planners love to have a resource. And event planners, let's think about, you know, weddings, and they're putting together family gatherings, they're putting together corporate functions. Those people are always looking for something unique and different. Maybe that could be you. Maybe you could be a resource and a place that they either go or you go to them. Just something to think about. Associations, local business community. The local business community will be talking about you. I promise they will. They do. They were talking about me, and not in a bad way, in a good way. I became a resource in my community, and you can do that as well. And I'm seeing it all the time happen with clients of mine. So again, we want them to say, let's see what's going on at so-and-so's shop, you know, and see what's going on or what could they do. And another big missed opportunity for many retailers is the tourism side of things. If you can get in with the local tourism guide, you know, if you can get on their guide, that gives you great SEO, as we talked about in the visibility strategy series. That's free. And, you know, we can get word of mouth out. You get your name all over the place. And maybe hotels will start sending people, and maybe they'll just come to your shop and buy your things, but your name will be out there as the place to go check out and see what's going on. So workshop classes can be a lot of fun if you make them fun. They can be a lot of work, but they can also be a lot of fun. So I wanted to share a few tips if I've convinced you or nudged you into maybe thinking of doing something in your shop and teaching something in your shop. So a few of the tips, and again, these are just sort of high-level tips, but they are things that are proven over and over, and I promise you, if you think about these and you action these, you will have a really successful workshop and class, and or class. So you can teach, or the first thing I get asked is, what should we teach? And as I mentioned, you know, thinking about the products, but also thinking about the people, so really paying attention to your clients' needs. And the bonus here is that maybe it's not your current clients that you're going to want to attract. Maybe one of the reasons that you want to do this is, I really want to bring in a different generation. I want to bring in the young kids, or I want to bring in the older ladies with the money. I don't know, whatever it is that you're trying to shift, there's a possibility that maybe that is the group. I'll tell you, the different generations, and we have an entire podcast on how to serve different generations. We will link that here. I honestly can't remember the podcast number, but because I forgot I was going to say that, or I didn't remember that I would say that. But I do want to remind you, we have an entire podcast that was really well received and talked about podcasts on how to sell to different generations, and how-to workshops and classes are really hot for different generations for different things. So get out of your own way of thinking and think about different generations and how do we bring them in? And is there something that they would find really cool? Again, could be an older generation to where you are, to where your current customer base is, or could be a younger generation. Thinking about different things that you could offer that they would love, that they would eat up, and then they could fall in love with you. So what to teach really does depend on who you want to teach to. So thinking about, you know, and what we're going to teach, whether it's a beginner class, whether it's a next level class, whether it's a technique class, whether it's a deep dive and intimate, maybe there's four people, you're only going to sell four seats and we're going to go deep in how to do something to a class, or maybe it's going to be a big, large class and it's going to be a little broader and for beginners, or it's going to be something bigger. So thinking about that is really important first step when you want to host a workshop or a class. The second part is, I always have what is my best tip? I literally get asked if I could tell you one thing, my one thing after knowing who you're going to teach for, is really understanding that you just need to chill out. You need to chill. You know what you're doing. If you're teaching the class, if you're not bringing in an instructor, if you're teaching the class, a lot of people get nervous. And this is something that, you know, I hear over and over again, you know, what am I going to do? And, you know, what if it goes wrong? And what if they don't like it? And all of those things. I want you to think about it like a dinner party. We want to make sure we're prepared. We want to make sure we have the atmosphere. This is the best thing you can do. If you have a table set or you have a group, make sure the chairs, make sure the atmosphere, the music, you know, just like your shop, just like when I come into your shop and we talk about having all the senses, you know, done, we want to think of it again like a dinner party. Set the stage, calm down. If you're frazzled trying to teach, it's just like if you were frazzled trying to serve at a dinner party. Everybody's going to be uncomfortable. So you know what you're doing, prepare in advance, keep it simple. If you're having a dinner party, I have been known to throw many a dinner party. And if I'm having a dinner party, guess what? It is not a super complicated dinner. It is a keep it simple so I can enjoy it, so that I can keep control of it, so that people can, you know, we can still have fun and keep it simple. So if you can keep it simple, as my mom always says, keep it super simple, the KISS method, and really enjoy it and welcome and greet people just like you would at a dinner party. Make sure they're having a good time. Check in with people. Make sure they know what, you know, they feel good about what's happening. If you just put the dinner party mentality into your head and think about that, and you will do absolutely amazing. I actually have, and I kind of completely forgot about this until this very moment, as I'm doing this podcast, how we roll here sometimes. I have an entire PDF I will share in the show notes, and we will share those in the show notes. And it's a list of, it's all these tips actually that I'm going to share here, and of probably a few extra ones. Making it profitable. So making things profitable is my next tip. If this is meant to be a profitable workshop and it's not just a nurture strategy, we're not just doing this workshop or how to engage our customers, we need to make sure we are accounting for everything. This is probably one of the biggest mistakes, I hate saying mistakes, but challenges that a lot of retailers have, that when I check their workshop and we look at their numbers, they work really hard. They put this all together. They sold, you know, all the seats. And at the end of the day, there's really not a big profit margin on that. And it's really not worth the 18 hours they put into it, or the 2 hours. Again, it doesn't have to be 18 hours if we keep it simple. And it depends on the workshop. You know, it could just be a simple thing. So if you are doing a full day workshop, which I love seeing, people love those, like full makers days or full day together where we're going to do a bunch of things in your shop or whatever, we need to price properly. If your hesitation is that people won't pay, like, I can't pay, they won't pay that, then it's not a viable product. But I would ask you to remind yourself that maybe that's a story you're telling yourself, and maybe people would pay for that. So it's always good to test. So if it's not going to be profitable for you, and you want it to be profitable, you have to just be super aware of the pricing structure. So we price everything right down to the coffee pods used in the Keurig, because that costs you money. And again, if you're an Inner Circle member, we have an entire workshop analyzer inside. It's just a really quick, easy to fill out Excel sheet, like, what is that, spreadsheet, that you can fill out and just put in some pricing and some good kind of reminders to what to put in. And that's, of course, if you are an Inner Circle member, a Retailer's Inner Circle member, we have all that. We also have an entire workshop series inside the Retailer's Inner Circle to walk you through like the details of those things. One of the things, the next thing would be marketing. And again, that's getting bums in seats, as I love to say, when it comes to classes. So getting bums in seats, how do we do that? Again, I'm going to remind you to go episode number 145, where we talk about how to market. But I really think a couple of things, and I don't talk about a lot of that, I don't think, in that episode. How we market our workshop is about building excitement. How we market it is just like everything else. We just want people to want to be part of it, right? We just want to make sure, we want to get the word out on how cool it is that we're doing this thing. And I see a lot of retailers post it once or do something and put it on their website, and they're like, nobody's coming, nobody's interested, it's not happening. And it's like, I call BS on that, because you haven't really told people. So we want to see, like, pre, you know, set up as you're getting ready. You could even start polling your customers and saying, hey, I'm thinking about, which is an amazing post, by the way, my friends. If you start any post with, I'm thinking about, just to get feedback, it's a cool way to get feedback from your clients. So I'm thinking about having a workshop or doing a class on either this or that. Is there any interest out there? And you will tell right away if there's interest. And we're going to ask a few questions like that. We're going to really promote and make sure that people know what's happening, and not just on social media. My friends who have been listening to me forever will tell you, you all know, I'm going to tell you, we need to stop just marketing to the same people on this, fishing in the same pond, and also remembering that Facebook and Instagram are just showing it to the same people, so primarily, and not to all our people. So make sure you're cultivating that email list. Workshop email lists are amazing, because if they've already attended a class before, they're more than likely going to come again, or hopefully if you did your job right, they want to come back again. So let's revive those email lists, and let's make sure that we're sending out emails reminding them or letting them know, and not just one, we're going to send out several. We want to do Facebook Lives maybe and do live posting from those events. That's brilliant. Or maybe right before, because we want to kind of create a little FOMO for the next event. Those kinds of things. Do some testimonials from previous workshops if you have them. Do some, you know, those kinds of things. People want to be part of things that are exciting, and they may have some hesitation if they don't know what it's all about. So make sure that they're very clear about what it is. It might not be clear to them. It's just clear to you. So make sure they understand what is a Maker's Day, or what is a bullet journaling day? What does that look like? What is it about? Not just, you know, from 4 to 5, we're going to do this. Well, what does that mean? Give me the details. Tell me about it. Lure me in. Do lots of posts kind of leading me up to it. We can get super excited about, if we're excited about it, and we can get super excited about what's coming and this cool thing we're doing, this fun workshop, they will as well. So we have to keep up that energy, keep up that excitement, I promise you. And always, my number one tip is always make sure that they can book it online, because if they have to go in the store, or they have to pick up the phone and call, or they have to jump through 17 hoops and rub their belly and tap their head at the same time, they're not going to buy. If I get excited about your thing, if I can't click, click, click and buy and give you my money, you're probably going to lose my sale. So keep that in mind, because I see that a lot. It's like, call the store to register. No one's going to call the store. I mean, they might, but that's the few and far between. And again, thinking about who you are serving. So that's it. I know this was a long one, my friends. I did want to just encourage you to think about hosting events, workshops, and classes in your shop, even if you think it's not for you. It's an incredible, profitable, amazing way to gather your people, to become a resource for your community, to have people talking about it, build brand loyalty. It is an incredible way to foster confidence with your clients and with your product lines. And it's just a really great way to position your shop as authority and the cool place to be in town. I really think it's a fun thing. And again, everything is showing that people are getting back into big time into classes and gathering and doing things together with people. It's just a really big growing trend. So if you want to stand out in your community, I'm going to suggest you try to do some workshops and classes. So thanks for listening today. We'll continue this conversation, if you're an Inner Circle member, inside our Retailers Inner Circle group, in our Facebook group. We'd love to have hear your thoughts about this and what you're doing for workshops and classes. If you're not a member, you can reach out and check in with me on Instagram. And don't forget to go listen to those two episodes about events, episode 143 and 145, and we'll have all the other resources here in the show notes for you. Thanks, my friends. Thanks for being here. I hope this has been helpful. Hope you take action on this. Maybe your action steps today are to brainstorm some workshops and classes that would work for your brand and your shop. Or, you know, maybe it is to actually just say, yes, we're going to do this. I'm hoping you're pumped up about it. So thanks for being here. Hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. We will see you next week here, same time, same place. Oh, and don't forget, subscribe if you want to hear the next upcoming podcast coming up. We have some great episodes coming up and you don't want to miss them. So don't forget to subscribe. Thanks, my friends. We'll see you soon. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.